It was the Great War, the war to end all wars, in which millions of people died on the battlefields of Europe and further afield. The lives of many more were irreversibly affected, and not a single community in Norfolk was left untouched by the conflict which changed the social landscape of the country forever. Now, to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War, and to honour those who made the ultimate sacrifice, the Eastern Daily Press, along with Norwich Cathedral, King's Lynn Minster, Great Yarmouth Minster and the Royal British Legion, has teamed up to launch the Fields of Remembrance campaign. With each location setting aside a space to create a field of remembrance, our aim is to create a poignant Norfolk-wide memorial to those who fought and fell in the war. David Powles, editor of the Eastern Daily Press, said, "We are launching the campaign to honour those who fought during the First World War 100 years ago. We're asking people to buy a wooden-backed poppy and to take them along to the cathedral and either write a message or the name of someone who fell and fought during the First World War on the back of them. We've also teamed up with Lynn and Yarmouth Minsters, who will be setting aside areas to do the same. But we're also asking communities, towns and villages to do the same. Perhaps you could give up an area to pay tribute in the same way, or maybe you're already doing something, and if your community group or village is already doing something to honour those who fell or fought during the war, then we'd like to hear about it. It's so important that we pay tribute and honour those who fought for the freedom that we all enjoy today, and this is our pledge to those who gave their lives and sacrificed so much so that we could have freedom." The very Reverend Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich, which is dedicating a space in the Cloister Garth to a field of remembrance, said, "4 years ago, as I arrived in Norwich, we were commemorating the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of the First World War. Now we reach another incredibly important moment in our history. In Norfolk alone, more than 15,000 soldiers' lives were lost in that terrible conflict, which was supposed to be the war to end all wars." Adding how the cathedral was hosting a number of special events in the run-up to Armistice Day, she said, "We will remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, and we will give thanks for their courage and fortitude." Wooden-backed poppies will be available to purchase from all the locations hosting a field of remembrance. In Norwich, crosses will be on sale in the cathedral gift shop and at the donations desk, the Royal British Legion shop in Castle Mull from Saturday, October the 27th, and from the Eastern Daily Press and Evening News offices in Prospect House in Rouen Road. In Great Yarmouth, crosses will be available from the Minster Coffee Shop between 10 o'clock and 3 p.m. and from the Great Yarmouth Mercury office in King Street. In King's Lynn, crosses will be available from an honesty box in the Minster and from Violet's Florist in Blackfriars Street. The recommended donation per cross is £1.50. Crosses can be placed at the Fields of Remembrance from Sunday, the 28th of October. And on that day at Norwich Cathedral, there will be a short ceremony at midday to open the cathedral's fields. If you wish to buy wooden-backed poppies for your community, visit the RBL website, britishlegion.org.uk. And events not to miss. From now until November the 11th, there are events marking the centenary of the First World War taking place across the county, and this is just a little selection. From the 20th of October, Norwich Castle will host the exhibition Armistice, Legacy of the Great War in Norfolk, a major exhibition commemorating the end of the war and its physical impact on the county. On Saturday the 27th of October, the Royal British Legion will be opening its remembrance shop in Castle Mull. The opening will feature historical reenactors dressed as First World War soldiers and a display of poppies made by schoolchildren from across Norfolk. On Friday the 9th of November at 6:30, Lord Dannett, the former head of the British Army, will give a talk on the law, morality and armed conflict. On Saturday the 10th of November at 7:30 in Norwich Cathedral nave, there will be a remembrance concert featuring the music of Brahms, Parry and Purcell Sandstroms. Tickets for the cathedral events are available from cathedral.org.uk.